sports updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame and Georgia comes up at 4 o'clock Eastern time as part of the college football playoff quarterfinal. There will be beefed up security at today's game following the pickup truck attack that killed 15 yesterday morning on Bourbon Street. Hundreds of officers will be on hand for today's game at the Superdome. Officials in the city say they are reopening Bourbon Street this afternoon. Gator Bowl tonight, Duke and Ole Miss will kick it off at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Looking ahead to Week 18 in the NFL, the Bengals are listing running back Chase Brown and wide receiver T. Higgins as questionable for Saturday's game against the Steelers. Pittsburgh will have Joey Porter Jr. at corner and backup quarterback Justin Fields available, as both are off the injury report. Browns won't have running back Jerome Ford or tight end David Njoku against the Ravens on Saturday. Bills quarterback Josh Allen voted as the starter for the AFC at the quarterback position in the Pro Bowl games. No Patrick Mahomes on the AFC as Lamar Jackson of the Ravens and Joe Burrow of the Bengals round out the AFC roster.
Fox Sports update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. California state ag officials have recalled raw milk from a Central Valley dairy after tests found the bird flu virus in a bulk sample of its milk. State officials warned residents not to consume milk from Valley Milk simply bottled because it could lead to infection with this rare emerging flu virus. No illnesses have been reported. It's the second raw milk recall in California in 2 weeks. The National Pork Producers Council is disappointed Congress decided to relinquish their responsibility and produce a new farm bill and an overdue federal solution to California's Prop 12. NPPC President Lori Sturmer says after years of losing money and or going out of business, pork producers don't have the luxury of waiting for Congress to pass a new farm bill next year, adding, "We needed the certainty to make decisions yesterday." U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the U.S. has prevailed in its dispute under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement challenging Mexico's biotech measures on GE corn imports. The USMCA panel agreed with the U.S. on all seven legal claims, finding Mexico's measures banning imports of GMO corn from the U.S. were not based on sound science and undermined the market access Mexico agreed to. Mexico has 45 days to comply with the panel's findings.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. For more, go to aginfo.net.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. An early rally fading on Wall Street with the major averages on track to extend a sell-off that shaved more than $1 trillion from share prices over the last four sessions. Tesla's post-Christmas slump has extended to 20%, with its shares tumbling 7% today after the electric vehicle maker's fourth quarter deliveries missed estimates and annual sales dropped for the first time in over a decade. Apple stock is down 3%. Analysts at UBS lowered their iPhone sales estimates that already had been below Wall Street projections. UBS predicting for the quarter ending in December that iPhone revenue will decline 5%. Shares of Constellation Energy are up 5% after the company secured more than $1 billion in contracts from the General Services Administration, which involves supplying power to more than 13 federal agencies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash, Paso Glass is where it's at.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
Welcome to 2025 from the Groves on 41. So, you know what's next? New Year's resolutions. Wait, let's not just resolve to eat healthier, let's pamper our palate.
Use more high-quality olive oil in your diet. It's just that simple. Like grilling with lemon or garlic flavors, cinnamon flavor drizzled on oatmeal, or chipotle on some grilled albacore. Find us, our olive oils, recipes, and serving suggestions at farmers markets or go to our website, thegrovesonforty1.com.
Oh, 2025 is going to be a good year.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Today, mind bogglers from the new wave of regulation. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I discussed a recent speech by Dr. Murray Wiedenbaum concerning a new wave of regulation that threatens to bankrupt small business and raise prices for American consumers. Dr. Wiedenbaum pointed out that small business is reeling under a mountain of paperwork and is finding it impossible to determine what it is the new regulators really want. But there are other problems as well. They stem from the narrow focus of each of the new agencies. Some of their mandates contradict not only a healthy economy and low prices, but each other. Since each of the new agencies cares only about its own legal role, the larger picture is invariably lost. For example, Dr. Wiedenbaum tells us the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, requires backup alarms on vehicles at construction sites. Nothing wrong with that. But then OSHA says the workers on those sites have to wear earplugs for protection against noise pollution, which means they can't hear those required alarms if they ring. Here's a single agency pursuing two worthy but contradictory goals. Which one does the small businessman choose to follow? Then there's the case of a woman who wants to legally wash her children's pajamas in New York State. Now that sounds like a pretty fundamental freedom, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the only way you can legally wash pajamas without washing out fireproof materials, which are required by that same commission, is to do so with phosphate detergents. But in 1973, in a move against water pollution, New York said it was illegal to use phosphate detergents. So, Mama has to choose between fire hazard to her child or committing an act of illegal laundry. The hidden costs of this new wave of regulation are immense. I've already mentioned the enormous cost of the paperwork alone. There's also the cost of the bureaucrats themselves, more than $63,000 at a cool $2 billion a year. And there's the cost to the public in the decline in new technological improvements. The longer it takes for a new product or invention to win government approval, the less chance that a business will ever find it advantageous to market the product or utilize the invention. This is already evident in the decline of new drugs and medicines because of Federal Drug Administration regulations. Most of all, these regulations increase the cost of producing a product to the point where often only big business can stay in the field. When a business has 3 or 4 employees and has as many forms to fill out as a firm with 3 or 4,000, you know who's going to go under. The result is less competition, bigger business, and higher prices. Dr. Wiedenbaum's conclusion on the new wave of regulation says it all. Quote, "No realistic evaluation of the practice of government regulation fits the notion of benign and wise officials making altogether sensible decisions in the society's greater interests. Instead, we find waste, bias, stupidity, concentration on trivia, conflicts among the regulators, and worst of all, arbitrary and uncontrolled power." Unquote. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Thank you. KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Well, this week only Thursday. We've had a few weeks off because of the holiday. It's great to be back and talking to everyone. Today was supposed to be Dan Blackburn. He was the co-founder of Cal Coast News. And Dan Blackburn is, I would say, a little shocked at the behavior of some of the local media and some of the, I would call them trolls in the community, and their attempt to support certain people in power. Dan had told me he wanted to work on an opinion piece. He planned on putting that up, and we were going to talk about it today. As many people have noticed over the holiday, there are a number of people who are under the weather. They've caught colds. They're sick. Dan was, he was pretty under the weather this morning. He called me today and said, I just can't do the show. I'm not feeling good enough, and I have not finished my piece yet. So Dan Blackburn is not going to be on the show today. Instead, I've asked Eric Gorham. Eric Gorham is a local man who is very engaged in local politics. He's very engaged in what goes on at local media. He is also he goes to public meetings. He knows what's going on in the community. He knows the biggest issues in the community. And I will be talking about this today with Eric Gorham. And Eric Gorham, again, you are also the manager for Madrone Landscaping. And tell us a little bit about what they do real quick. Give a plug for your business.
We do a little bit of everything. We do design, landscape design for construction projects. We do maintenance, and then we build those projects. So pretty much from design to maintenance, everything in between. Bread and butter is custom residential and commercial and on the construction side.
And I've seen your work, and you do a lot of the wineries. You do a lot of the bigger things.
Yeah.
I know you can do regular homes, and you do, but
We're getting
what is the big winery out off Vineyard?
The Halter Ranch was, that was kind of a feather. We did work there for years and years and years, and we're actually getting ready to do Shoreline Inn, so that should be a nice one that people get to go see in Cayucas. So we're starting that Monday.
And is that, do you have to really look at the difference in Halter Ranch is in this climate and Shoreline will have the sea?
Oh, the coastal, yeah.
Does it make a big difference?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shoreline, actually, that back wall, like this, I think Monday is the king tide, the first day of the king tide, the day we're starting, and it will go over the wall we're working behind. So, and then, of course, things freeze here, which there's not really freezing that happens on the coast or San Luis Obispo or South County. So everybody has a different palate. We've been, Madrone Landscaping has been around for quite a long time, over 40 years. And, from day one, we were more native oriented, and that's popular now. It might not have been that popular when we started, but it is a popular palate now. People want, and the state demands to some degree, having natives that don't require a lot of water. We know what we're doing when we're coming to plant your yard and designing, because we've been doing it for quite some time. We have a great staff. We have two architects on staff too for the design process, along with designers. So like I said, we're kind of A to Z, whatever you need.
And again, I've seen your work. It's absolutely beautiful. I want to also wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm believing this is going to be a very great year. We're going to stay with the subject, though. We're going to be talking about there's a three-part series on what has been happening with Ty Lewis. regarding his claims of a conspiracy, him seeking a $2.275 million settlement against the city of Paso Robles. And for those that don't know, I want to explain how this works. The city is part of a joint powers agreement that is part of what cities use in the state of California. And what they do is they are the insurance carrier. So it's not the same as having a private insurance carrier. And when you have a big settlement then like that, guess what? The city pays a big payout till they pay off their bill. So this does come directly from the ratepayers. There has been a lot of misinformation put out there to the public. There have been a lot of wild claims. There's a number of trolls and people that have no idea what goes on in reporting or government who have been stepping up and making a lot of very wild claims. Hopefully today we go over the different claims. We explain what is actually going on in the community and the different reporting that you're reading. You have the Tribune, you have Cal Coast News, you have the Clive Pender with the Daily News, kind of putting out what is going on with the different allegations. But what Lewis did is he applied for the settlement, and at the time his primary reason for doing that was that he claimed there was a criminal conspiracy because a reporter had written a story that he claimed was fabricated. And that reporter would be me, Cal Coast News. And he wrote that there must be a conspiracy. Someone had to tell me that they were going to be at a coffee shop, and I overheard his speech. And then he claims I lied about what he said. Now, John Hammond and Chris Bausch were both there. John Hammond then jumped in full board, claiming I heard this. They wrote that I did fabrication and a conspiracy that my article was inaccurate. What my article said was, I heard this conversation, and it was about staff and the way Chris Bausch talked to staff during public meetings. And for people who do not know, Ty Lewis is a public official. He is not a regular employee at the city that has the same benefits. He is a public official, and in this country, we have a right to be negative about our public officials, and we have a right to be critical of our public officials. And Eric, I'm going to ask you, when you go to city council meetings, and especially you go to the
board of supervisors for
okay,
the most part, yeah.
Do you believe that they are just supposed to be, have you ever seen anyone saying, I'm going to sue you, you gave me a dirty look, or you weren't, are you used, I mean, you said something about, for example, one of the things, I think it was just, disingenuous, he said to an employee, have you seen worse at the Board of Supervisors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen worse at the Board of Supervisors, and I think what we saw for a little while is them saying, you can't criticize us, and then, you know, they were pushing that for quite a few years, but we, you know, people were coming up saying, no, we have every right. Here's what our constitution is. Here's what the laws of the land is, and we get to criticize our public officials for what they did. And that's part of the, as far as I'm concerned, that's part of the electoral process. You get to hold them accountable. If we're not holding these people accountable, who is? You know, and I think that's what you see here. And I know one thing, and I don't want to jump ahead on anything, but one thing that's bugged me about this is I've heard Hammond. I saw his. He came out, I think, with a. I read the. The op-ed piece he wrote after this.
Yeah.
And then I've heard a lot of criticism that this should be a public thing. It needs to come out. We don't need to deal with lawyers. We don't need the process, whether it's the Board of Supervisors, whether it's a CSD, it doesn't matter. This is a closed session item that everybody should be being quiet about. So when Hammond came out with that, I was kind of shocked because there's like, you in theory, and they learn this. They all go to a class. When you're elected, they send you off and you learn what you can do, what you can't do, etc. When litigation is involved, you keep your mouth shut. And the only person right now I think that's keeping their mouth shut is Chris Bausch. And he's getting criticized for doing probably what the city attorney and I'm guessing, you know, the lawyers from the insurance company has contacted everybody and said, be quiet about this. This is a closed session deal. They all know it is. and you have certain people on the I almost said the Board of Supervisors, but on the City Council that can't seem to shut up about it, and you know for a fact they've been told to. You know, I would guarantee you they've been told this is not for public consumption. This is a for closed session, we're figuring out what to do about this.
And
so I'm shocked by it. That's what I mean, most people I don't think are shocked by that, but I'm shocked by the point you have a Hammond out there talking about this and writing articles.
And the odd thing is, we know some of the same people, and there are a lot of people that are developers or in some of the movers, shakers in the community, and several of them have told me, Hammond went to them and said, I do not want him to get a payout. It's not good for the public. I'm fighting it. But Hammond wrote an opinion piece saying that I fabricated that story, and the tape that I put up proves that I did not fabricate that story. And the idea that it's a conspiracy for a reporter, oh, she was eavesdropping, she shouldn't have been in the room. Let me tell you, that's my job. I call public officials. I listen. If I hear people are talking somewhere, that is my job. I am a reporter.
And beyond that, this was a public setting. So yes, anybody could hear it. You know, the one thing, if you bugged, you know, somebody's office, and or if you were bugged closed session or something, but this was a public place. So we all have the right to be in there. Anybody could have overheard it. I mean, it's hard to prove that one. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to prove. You're in public, so you have to be careful what you say in public. Or you have to be careful about what you lie about, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing. Ty Lewis did go to Dan Dow and did ask him, Karen Vealey heard our conversation. I think that's conspiracy. Can you go after for conspiracy? Ty Lewis was the chief of police. He should know this isn't conspiracy. Yeah. He should know that that's my job.
And conspiracy is not easily proven. I mean, there's a pretty huge bar set to convict somebody of conspiracy. If you look it up and you actually know what you have to, the hoops you have to jump through, it's one of those things. They would have to just have so much information just to prove the intent, etc. It's really hard to do. It's very hard to prove conspiracy.
And even if Ty Lewis, which I can absolutely tell you none of this happened, even if all the claims that I was hosting meetings and saying, we're having these meetings to get Ty Lewis out of office, and I had these meetings throughout saying, I don't think he is a good city manager. I don't think he should be in office. It still wouldn't be criminal conspiracy.
No, as the constituent, you have the right to do that. Just like, people got together and they tried to, what's the word when you try to out somebody? My mind's not working. I'm still...
Recall.
A recall would then be a conspiracy. You know, it's the same subject. You know, if you're going to call it that way, and you got together and you said, hey, we're going to get rid of Chris Bausch or whoever, it's not conspiracy. You're just trying to get rid of that person. You don't think they're fit for their job, and you're trying to take action. And as a constituency, we get to hold our government responsible. So, this is all things we get to do. We live in a wonderful place. You know, so flex your muscles. I mean, that's what the people in this country need to do, is flex their muscles. We've kind of forgotten how to do that.
And I like the fact that you have, I don't want to go into a city council meeting and everybody had meetings a couple days earlier and they're all agreeing. I think the best city council is where you have people on different sides. They argue their reasons for and against, and you have people in the public that support both. I do not believe that U.S. government is supposed to be everybody making an agreement beforehand. And again, the Brown Act.
The Brown Act.
What's his name? I can't even think of the first name right now. That's bugging me all of a sudden. But anyway, the reason that they put that law was because people were meeting before meetings and making decisions of what's going to happen. And throughout California, this isn't Paso Robles, this isn't the county. They are trying to do this more and more. I think the government needs, legislatures need to strengthen that law and say, stop having these pre-meetings and let the public know your reasons for or against, because that's the reason for the Ralph M. Brown Act.
Yes. So can I ask, maybe I'm dumb on this one, but I know that Ty is saying there was a conspiracy. So what was the criminal part of it? Because there has to be a crime committed. You guys, you conspire to commit a crime. That's criminal conspiracy.
His thing is that the idea was to put out false information about him to get him out of office. And that's why he said that article was fabricated.
Yeah.
But again, the tape shows the article was accurate. We're going to come back after a word from our sponsors, and we will be taking calls.
It's bad enough that you're involved in an accident, then the hassle of getting your vehicle repaired. Well, there's never a hassle when you work with Davis Body Shop, where customer satisfaction is just the way they've been doing business for well over 50 years. And we're proud of what our customers, like Aaron, have to say about us.
The folks at Davis Body Shop are professional, timely, and courteous. Dennis handled our claim from start to finish. He provided a complete timeline for the work, and he kept us informed at all times. They even completed the job early. I would always take my car here first. Don't chance it.
And if needed, Davis Body Shop will work closely with your insurance company to make sure every step of the claim process goes smoothly. Davis Body Shop, with two convenient locations, one on El Camino Real in Atascadero with an Enterprise rental facility on site, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 2nd, 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. We're talking about an ongoing series called Eye on Ty. It's about Ty Lewis's, the Paso Robles City Manager's, attempt to get a settlement. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
I'd like to try to express my take on what's going on in the city of Paso's government there.
Thank you.
I was on submarines in the Navy, and there's a thing when you send out a torpedo that you verify the hit. I know the airplane guys say, you know, you're over the target when the flak's coming. On submarines, you verify you hit your target when you hear what's called a secondary explosion. You've hit their munitions, and that's how you verify. And when I saw Ty leave the meeting when the board voted down paid parking, that sure looked like what I would call a secondary explosion. I think I allow myself to have opinions, and I just beg people to prove me wrong so I can get the right opinion. But I think that the city manager was grifting the city with that paid parking program, and the humble merchants and Chris Bausch and you came in a little later, I think, as far as my point of view, but all with integrity. And started to divulge what the plans were, the money was all really going, the taxpayers' money being routed into the police department. And that's, I just think everything else, there's a lot of smoke screen going on here. And the real fact is, I think the city manager is protecting the city attorney. She saw that right up front when they said, should we go after them for giving us bad data? And he told our elected officials, no. And it's not supposed, I don't think command is supposed to go that way. Anyway, I just think that this whole thing with Ty Lewis is a secondary explosion, and the people with integrity, I just think he couldn't lie anymore, couldn't hide it anymore, so he decided to get out, and it didn't work.
Eric?
No, yeah, it's been interesting, and if you've watched what's happened with the parking issue and then how the whole thing was handled, it is hard to find a lot of integrity in that. It's even not going back and paying everyone. The whole thing from day one was illegally put together. It wasn't put together the way it should have been. So, yeah, it was just a mess, but nobody seemingly wanted to admit what a mess it actually was, and then not to do, okay, well, let's do the right thing and fix this. It's in my mind, what not to do if you're a city official or if you're a city employee. This is, you know, we should have took care of this the right way to begin with, and we didn't. And then we should have returned the money, and we didn't. We returned some of it if you asked for it, and we only went back a certain amount of time. It's just kind of, the whole thing was ridiculous. And I think people have been scrambling ever since.
And remember, the only one
was banking on nobody paying attention to it.
Yeah, and remember, the only one who wanted to pay back, who wanted the attorney's firm's insurance, them to go after it and make sure everybody was paid back and the city was paid back for the cost of this, was Chris Bausch. And during that meeting, the other ones looked over at Ty Lewis, who shook his head no, and they all said, no, we don't want the insurance, you know, the city attorney being responsible for this. And instead, it will be the public taxpayers.
Right. I want my elected officials to be in charge, not their appointees.
Thank you very much for calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
It seems to me that they're relying on that redacted claim form for the information on the conspiracy. That claim form is it's all hearsay. That will never stand up in a court of law. It's not testimony from anybody who was a direct witness of anything, and they couldn't be a direct witness because there's no conspiracy. Nobody met, and it's just crazy. And for the mayor to say that there is a conspiracy when that's all they have to go by, that somebody told somebody and then they told that to Ty and then Ty wrote that up, it's never going to fly in a court of law. Isn't that crazy?
And I did talk to our district attorney, Dan Dow, and yep. There is no conspiracy for me being there if someone told me or not. Not a conspiracy. Ty knew that. Ty knew when he told the Tribune that he thought I was under a criminal investigation, that he took it to Dan Dow. I believe he already knew that it wasn't a criminal conspiracy.
Well, does Ty know stuff about the law? Oh, all right.
Chief of police.
Chief of police. That's right. I forgot. No, yeah, that is.
The thing is that he's supposed to be, like you said, a police chief. He certainly has to know the rules of evidence, the federal rules of evidence, that hearsay is never. Oops, sorry. That hearsay is never going to fly. And for how come there's something else going on here? Because this should have been dropped long ago. And the fact that they haven't dropped it makes me really suspicious that there's actually something else going on. This reminds me so much of the Dreyfus affair, which I saw.
We have about 5 minutes. We got to take a.
They knew Dreyfus wasn't a spy.
And we got to take our top of the hour break, and we'll respond to that when we come back.
Okay, thank you.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.